All right, here with Gabe Powers, Ohio State 2022 linebacker signee now. Was commit for a year and a half, August 2020, so
yeah,
16 months. Yeah. Wow, I'm surprised, honestly, I even got that. 16 months. It's been a journey for you, but not too stressful of a journey, right?
I keep
using the phrase drama-free recruitment when I talk to you. I mean, during this process, you were offered in November 2019, your sophomore year, and then committed August 2020 of your junior year, going into your junior year. So why did it wind up taking almost a year when it felt like all along you were going to go to Ohio State?
Yeah. Dad wanted me to visit some other colleges, which I ended up not. But once the pandemic hit, I just cut it all off. But I was really just waiting to get to maybe see some other colleges and see if I like it anywhere else. But I ultimately knew I was about to go.
Yeah. And when it comes to just the football reasons, because I know there's a lot of intangible reasons for why you picked Ohio State. It's 30 minutes away. It feels like home, all that type of stuff. But when it comes to football specifically, why was it Ohio State?
Can I talk about the brotherhood and stuff?
Yeah, of course.
So, like the brotherhood, that you don't know what it is. They talk about it a lot, but you don't know it till you're in it. So really close. The atmosphere is great. Love the coaches and love the team as well. So,
positionally, if, like I said, X's and O's kind of scheme fit wise, where do you see yourself fitting in? Where's Coach Al Washington see you fitting in?
Scheme wise, you know, he talked a little bit about like if we're in cover two, you know, put me at middle backer to be a longer where I cover more ground and lengthier. So, but everything else is Sam rushing off the edge and dropping back in coverage when needed. So,
okay, so kind of a little bit of everything, right? So, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Jim Knowles. I know, obviously, you know, he was hired as Ohio State's new defensive coordinator. How familiar are you with his schemes and his structure? Have you watched any film on him?
Like, I'm not too familiar right now. He's getting in about the same time I am, but I definitely we'll talk about that soon and get to know his scheme more and see where I fit more into his defense.
Have Coach Day or Coach Washington talked to you about Coach Knowles and his system at all?
Yeah, I mean, brief. We didn't talk too much on it. I had things to do, so... we didn't talk too much, but we talked a little bit.
Okay. And are you familiar with, see, Coach Knowles and Ryan Day talked about this on Wednesday during press conference, is they start, Ohio State implemented a 4-2-5 defense a lot more this season, and Knowles has the same 4-2-5, so they want to sort of keep that same structure and the same players that they're evaluating at the high school level. And part of that defense is this thing called, is a position called the Leo. It's hybrid defensive end linebacker. Are you familiar with that position? I mean, in my opinion, I think you're tailor-made to potentially fit that role. And we've been talking about maybe he's a defensive end in the end. Maybe he is an outside linebacker. So do you think that fits your skill set?
That's where exactly what they're talking about put me in. So, yes.
Okay. But so who's been talking about that? Coach Washington?
Coach Washington, Coach Day, ever since, ever since they switched to 4-2-5.
Have you educated yourself on that position?
Yeah. I mean, just see, I've always, you know, from my sophomore year, that's where I thought I'd end up. So I always looked at position and studied that position.
Like a hybrid defensive end linebacker is where you kind of saw yourself. So not to hammer the point home too hard, but I do think it's really interesting this – who's going to fill that role? Because there are a couple guys in the program now, like Jack Sawyer, maybe Caden Curry, who just signed Wednesday with Ohio State, who could wind up filling that role too. What sort of skill set do you bring to the table to where you feel like you are a good fit there?
I off the edge, you know, I've been working off the edge. I'm quick off the edge, working my hands a lot off the edge. And as far as coverage wise, for being able to drop back in coverage when I need to, I worked this whole summer on coverage and drop, being able to do that. So I feel like I fit it very well.
And that was working with Donald Washington, right?
Yeah.
Former Ohio State defensive back. You were working a lot on footwork and pass coverage and manning up in the slot and playing zone coverage and stuff.
Yeah.
I know you were working on speed and you built that up. I think you're down to what, 4 or 5, something, right?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah.
Something like that. So you had the range to be able to cover. Yeah. And when we're talking about your future at Ohio State and that role, it feels like, I mean, Al Washington is the one who's recruited you for 2+ years, and it's appearing that there's some question marks about whether or not he'll be around. It's trending to him staying around. Mm-hmm. I know during your in-home visit, Al Washington came to your house and you asked him, are you going to be my coach at Ohio State? Mm-hmm. What was his response and why was it important that you asked him that?
Yeah, it's really important because that's who recruited me. That's who I've built my relationship with a lot, and I love him as coach. I want to be coached by him, so it's really important to me. And he said he's not going. He doesn't plan on going anywhere. You know, we can't tell the future, but he doesn't plan on going anywhere, and he wants to be a Buckeye for the rest of his career. So,
yeah, and kind of give me a sense of sort of two questions. But first, what is he like as a football coach? As a developer of linebackers, because I've been told by guys in the past he's a technician's coach. Mm-hmm. What do you see from him in terms of how he can develop you and take your game to the next level?
Like you said, technician. He's very, very detailed with the technique, you know, and that's what separates a lot of players from others, you know, is your technique. Everybody has, when you get to that level, everybody has skill. Everybody's a freak athlete. So it comes down to your technique, obviously your heart, but him developing linebackers and technique, and I think he's very good at that. I've trained with him some, so, and that's what sets him really apart from all the rest.
Yeah, going off with that, that's what I've written about you, is you're a technically sound linebacker. I mean, you're very, the football IQ is there, the technique is there, maybe, and I think a little underrated speed-wise, because you've been working on that over the past year, maybe at the time you committed to Ohio State, you weren't as fast, but now you've been working on it, getting it up there.
So. See, I don't know. A lot of people have said speed by, but I don't know what they're basing that off of, because they've never seen me run a 40 and my tape show is different. So I don't know what they're really basing that off of.
There we go. All right. We're fighting back and forth here. Me and Gabe Bowers, we're about to get into a showdown here. So, I mean, does that frustrate you then when you hear that type of thing?
Oh, you know, it was very frustrating at first because, like, they have nothing to base it off of. They're always not, it's not fast enough. I don't know what you're basing that off of. So if you want to come down, I'd gladly let you time me in a 40. And anyone wants to say different, you know, you can come time me in a 40 if you want.
Right. There we go. I love hearing that. I think there's been some frustration set in over
the last couple
of years to hear that. You're coming in now into this 2022 class, one of two linebackers along with CJ Hicks. And then if you want to classify Sonny Styles as a linebacker, then it would be three linebackers. How important is it to you guys to sort of get people talking about Ohio State linebackers again as sort of as stars? You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it used to be guys like Ryan Shazier, Raekwon McMillan, who were talked in that light. How important is it for you to kind of put that luster back on them?
Very important, you know. We got great CJ, Sonny, you know, ready to bring them back. But I'm not knocking on any Ohio State. Right now, it's a first year, so, you know, a lot of people are saying a lot of bad things about the Ohio State linebackers, but you got to give them time to build. So they're building, and they're really good. I know it's not just going like we're going to walk in there and, here's a starting spot. So, we're going to have to work, but we're really excited for it.
Yeah, and that's something I believe your dad was telling me about Al Washington told you.
Yeah.
It's very hard for a linebacker to come in their first season and have a role, right? I mean, tell us about that conversation.
It is. And that's what he wanted. Like, there's no coaches promising you expectations, you know. They're not promising you any starting spot, period, no matter what, first year or your last year. So, that's what we're really talking to him about, is that you got to work for that. And if you start, you start, but it's nothing's promised.
Right. And the expectations are get into the weight program, right? Mm-hmm. And sort of get up to what? I mean, you told me, I think it was 245, 250 pounds is what they want you at.
Eventually.
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 Okay. So get in the weight program. I think that's going to start soon. I mean, you just signed your letter of intent out there and sent it in. So now they can officially send you one of their strength and conditioning workouts, right?
Exactly.
Is that going to start on Monday then?
Yeah, as soon as I can. Maybe start tomorrow even. So right. We'll see.
There you go. The just sort of the last to wrap it up here. When I said technically sound linebacker, I feel like you've had a lifelong knowledge of the game. You've been playing linebacker since you were like 2 years old with your dad, because your dad was all Ohio guy, all American at Division II level at linebacker. And your older brother, Mikey, he's a linebacker at ODU. Colton, your younger brother is too at Marysville. What is it like? What have you learned from your dad, first off, about the position? And what has it been like to be sort of in this family of linebackers?
So my dad taught me everything I know about linebacker. Like you said, you see in my film that it's technique-wise, he taught me everything. You know, how to read, you know, because linebacker is more than just being an athlete. You have to be able to read. You have to be able to see your guards. He's taught me everything. So he's been the main part of my success is I give it all to him. He's been the main part of me.
So then what was it like to have him, your mom, you have them by your side, your brothers, and then all these people in the Marysville community out here to see you become the first or second player in Marysville history to go to Ohio State for football? Yep. But, I mean, in the past 2 decades, what did that all that mean to you?
It meant a lot. I mean, you saw me break down a little bit because how much it meant to me. You know, have the community support me, and obviously my parents always been there for me and my family as well. So,
right.
Meant a lot.
All right. So eventually, Gabe Powers, his career at Ohio State is going to get. He's going to get going here very soon. He's going to be an early enrollee in January, first or second week that he gets to Ohio State. And he's an exciting player who can be used in a lot of ways. And we'll see if that hybrid position winds up being something that's in the cards for you. But in the meantime, congratulations, man. You'll be able to go out, enjoy the moment, and get your Ohio State career going here really soon. So that's Gabe Powers. I'm Zach Carpenter for Letterman Row. And I appreciate you guys watching and listening.